numerology is a system of ancient codes found in our birth information that gives insight to the lessons we each must learn in this lifetime. Elizabeth Summers is a medium and esoteric numerologer offering her knowledge of ancient wisdoms to help fellow travelers towards a more enlightened and peaceful path. Join her now for the magical world of numbers.
Hi, everyone, and thanks one more time for visiting with me in the magical world of numbers. I am your host, Elizabeth Summers, and I'm using a new phone system, so I hope everybody can hear me loud and clear tonight. I am an esoteric numerologer, which is a fancy word that says I translate for you the number codes that are found in your birth certificate, which represents to me your soul's past life experiences that you are bringing into this lifetime like a suitcase in your suitcase. But I also bring in, and I will tonight, astrology and numerology and ancient tarot interpretations, as well as spiritual guidance, connected to the information that I find in the topic that I'm talking about today. And so know that I will be at the break in about maybe 25, 30 minutes after I get done chatting with you. I will be doing some mini readings, and you're welcome to call in at 347-855-8628. That's 347-855-8628. And hopefully this week, doesn't always happen, I'll tell you straight up, we can make a connection, and I'll be happy to tell you what personal year vibration that you are in right now and what to expect for the next couple months. So therefore, we are starting a brand new month of December. And December is wrapping it up, but it's not a number nine. I will be posting probably by tomorrow on my website, ElizabethSummers.com, Summers like the season, and my other website, The Magical World of Numbers, two columns. One will be about what to expect energetically in December, and that particular article is published in several news magazines, both on the internet and in print. I'm very honored, and that will be growing more and more in 2015, the publications that I will be posted in. But it's on my website for you, and also numerology news that's on that website for you. And I want to tell you, it's not there right now. Give it time. My webmaster is out of town. Oh, she's tootling in here after an extended Thanksgiving. What can I say? And she will be posting a special on my websites, both of them, on the special offers where you can get a six-month predictions all about you for a very special price. It extends only to December 15th. And I did that because I thought this is good for you, but it's also a lovely gift, a lovely Christmas gift. It's very reasonable. And I have these spiffy doodle gift certificates if you need something in your hand to send to someone. So be sure that you go to my website, look at the special offers, and read those two articles all about December so that we can share as much information as possible. Because you know I just love talking to you. And you know what is so cool? I realized when I was doing my schedule for December, we're going to be together on Christmas Eve. I'm spending my Christmas Eve with you. And on top of that, like a little cherry on top of a sundae, I'm going to be spending my New Year's Eve with you also. What are we going to talk about? And so therefore know that I have posted my topics on the on my website also. But I thought, how cool is that? That I'm spending the eves of these two very important holidays with my listeners. I think that's great. And I'm really happy about that. This week, we are starting a whole series talking about my favorite number, which is number three. Number three is my favorite number. It influences me personally. It is so on the mark, I can't stand it. And I'm going to talk to you about it every which way but loose, like I said, that I always do as best that I can. Before we actually dig in to the nitty-gritty of the number three, I want to talk to you a little astrology. Because after all, in the readings that I do for you, I include astrology, and I include numerology, and I include tarot in the readings that I do, the personal readings that I do, which you absolutely can have. Just go on those websites that I told you, ElizabethSummers.com, Magical World of Numbers on the black bar. It says numerology readings, and hello, drop down, order a reading, we'll chat, we'll get it scheduled. It's perfect. We have entered into, astrologically, a brand new sign. And that new sign that we are entering, that we are in now, astrologically, is the sign of Sagittarius. Now, you know, if you've been with me for many previous weeks, we were trudging through Scorpio, my poor baby Scorpios, little toughy sign, and a little heavy duty, Scorpios. Plus the fact, for all of my Scorpio listeners, I told you, Saturn, Marine Corps drill instructor, is sitting also on top of your head. Not only are you in the sign of Scorpio, but now you've got another astrological sign, which is Saturn, Marine Corps drill instructor, didn't give you a break. For the last 2 years, many of us have had very heavy-duty situations in our lives that we've had to reassess, we've had to look at, we've had to betrayals, we've had to, been on heavy duty for our Scorpio friends. In numerology, as well as astrology, there is an up and down, up and down, up and down. So as we come out of Scorpio, which is over, as a sign of Scorpio, we're now moving into Sagittarius, which is, okay, and very much in line with the wonderful, fun energy of the number three that I'm going to be talking to you about throughout the month of December. So Sagittarius is a fire sign. There, astrologically, there are three fire signs. I call them blowtorches: Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. They're not sparklers. They are full force vibrations. The child who was born at the end of November and into mid-December is a Sagittarius. They are forces to be dealt with. They are fire signs. They're not sparklers. They are a little bit of energy to try to keep a lid on, if you will. Especially those that are born in December. Every number, what we call numbers, humans call numbers, And every astrological sign has its positive and its negative. Every soul incarnates either trying to get on to the positive side of its energy, or it's born into the positive energy and it just keeps on going like a train. And so Sagittarius traits in the positive are very optimistic. And they kind of sort of always look at the brighter side of things. And this helps them give their very best in very difficult situations. Now, if you are a Sagittarius who's listening, and I have a whole bunch of them in my personal family, I hope that you are attempting to be on the positive side here and looking at the positive even in the most difficult situations. These are symbolically the icon for a Sagittarius is an archer. Shooting the arrow, westward ho, aiming at what they want to do. And so they really speak the truth. And sometimes it's a little brutal. And they always mean what they say. There's no beating around the bush. And their comments, however, sometimes can be a little too harsh and really may hurt other people with their words. Words have power. Intellectually, these folks are intelligent. They're very enthusiastic. They're always interested in all kinds of different subjects. They're open-minded. Oh, how about this? And how about that? And how about something else? But they also can be very opinionated. Those that are Sagittarius born, and I haven't really seen this in any astrological book that I have studied, but I know from personal, but also from all the work that I've done since 1988, that when a child is born, a young person is born into a sign. We're talking about Sagittarius tonight. That Sagittarius influence is very strong in their lives. It's called their sun sign. It's like the outer shell of an egg. It's how they show themselves. It's their outward movement. Especially in their younger years, maybe up to even 46 years of age. After that, there's a shift that occurs, and only an astrologer, or if you come to me for a reading and I'm able to give you the information, I'll tell you what your ascendant is, your rising sign, your yolk of your egg. After 46, which many call the midlife crisis, there's an astrological happening and what have you goes on around that age, as well as numerological. You've become more your center, more, and that evolves and evolves and evolves. So right now, Sagittarius. Philosophically, these people are really philosophical, and they are adamant. They have a very strong sense of what's right, what's wrong, and they love to exchange their views on spiritual matters. They have their belief system. They have their religious belief systems, and they dig their heels in. Oh, they can talk a good game and say, I'm open-minded, I'm progressive, I'm whatever. But Sagittarians, no. Right is right, wrong is wrong, according to their belief system. And we always have to take that into consideration. And we have to honor that. I mean, we're all entitled to our beliefs. Sagittarians are very large-hearted. They're very generous. In fact, they'll kind of go out of their way to help other people in achieving their objectives and to lead what to them is a very comfortable life. Adventuresome, they don't shy away from taking risks. They kind of sort of like the excitement of it all. But in the negative, remember I told you, every sign has a positive and a negative. Every number has a positive and a negative. They're kind of careless. They're prone to taking things for granted and for taking unnecessary risks. And they're very careless about their approach to life. And their approach to life can attract criticism from other people, which they do not take well. If this attitude is causing problems in their romantic life, it's going to create problems in their romantic life because they are staunch and it attracts criticism and they do not take criticism well. In the negative, this is out of balance. In numerology, what we call out of balance. They can be really tactless. I mean, their honesty can sometimes be really brutal, and it hurts other people. So the lesson is to learn how to speak tactfully. A little negotiation, a little tactful, and not be impatient, because Sagittarians can be really restless, and they push things a little too far, thank you very much. So they need to channel their energies properly, appropriately. What is very interesting is they talk a good game in the negative. They can be very superficial. The outer looks of prestige, of the clothes they bought, the perfumes they have, the hairstylist that they have, the place where they live, the restaurants they go to. They can be real pompous, you know what. Outer appearances mean an awful lot to Sagittarians. On the street, we say they really blow smoke. They're very potentially superficial, very pompous, arrogant, egotistical. And although they seem as though they don't look down their nose, they look down their nose. But that's their issue. It's not non-Sagittarian. And we have to say, no worry. The universe will take care of them. This is all an ego trip on their part. And they will be brought to their knees. And so know that Sagittarians can be little sloppy-doppy people. Based on my personal experience, they're not the most organized people in the world. They can be a little sloppy. Their interest in things are very short-lived. And it's up and down, up and down. Oh, I'm into this. And this project over here, and then this project over there. And let me just, they're great starters. Most fire signs, including Aries and Leo, more so Sagittarius and Aries, are great starters. They're not good finishers. And because they are a jack of all trades and master of none, they start this, they do that, they do something else, but they're not consistent. And therefore, they don't finish and they don't get anywhere because they're into this project and that project and this and that and the other thing. So overall, Sagittarian folks are very overconfident. They tend to believe that they can do no wrong. And they actually end up making a whole bunch of mistakes. But we love them anyway. I mean, where would it be if we didn't have Sagittarius keeping us on our toes, keeping us actually a little excitement in our lives? Sometimes shaking our heads, but okay, fine. When it comes to the number three, which I'm talking about tonight numerologically, my favorite number, you'll probably hear me say that like 4 million times throughout the month of December. That's my favorite number, first of all, because it's my personal number. It's my soul number, which we'll talk about soon. But it's a happy number. It's a happy number. That's why I called this particular visit with you the smiley face. If we had to put an icon connected to the number 3, and December is our 12th month, which adds to a number 3, and we're starting out with the basics in our first visit this month, it's a smiley face. It's optimistic. It's happy. Now, it's a couple little tips and triggers here, there, and we're going to talk about that. But generally speaking, they're like the, what do they call them? Those little bobs in the water, that you push them down and they bob right up to the top. You push them down and they pop right up to the top. They're not down long. And interestingly enough, they don't stay sick, physically sick long, because of their positive attitude. Generally speaking, it'll take one day of rest, one day of just chilling out, just, okay, just give me a moment here. And that little bob just pops right back up to the surface and they hit the road again. In tarot cards, because I bring in astrology and tarot and numerology into my readings that I do for my friends, the number 3 is the Empress card, the queen. Hello, now you know why I love the number 3, Elizabeth the Queen, that we saw. The Empress is the mothering energy. She represents abundance. She represents the senses. She represents nature. And so very nurturing. The Empress, when the Empress shows up in a tarot reading, now I don't do spreads anymore, but it does show up in numerology readings that I do. I get excited for my friends, my clients, because I know there's good stuff here for them. It is expansion. It is caring. It is extravagance. It's receiving lavish rewards. It's luxuriating in abundance. It's kind of an energy of feeling rich. Hello, feeling rich. You look around and you say, I got it going on. I have abundance. The Empress is about the senses. It's kind of connected, just the Empress, not the number 3, but the Empress. It's connected to the energy of Venus, the goddess of beauty, the goddess of luxury, the goddess of love, the goddess of taking care of yourself. Very healthy, very private, and a little earthy. Can we talk? A little earthy. The Empress, as she's connected to Mother Earth, relates to plants, relates to animals. Usually when the number 3, it's part of a person's core numbers. There are 5 core numbers in a natal reading that I do for clients. And if it's part of the soul number, which comes from the vows, who this person like really, 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 really is, that person usually has animals in their house, cats, dogs, whatever. I had a mouse today, which totally freaked me out. I don't do mice too well. And I have a 3 soul. They have plants. They are nurturers. They like things that are natural, this Empress. They like going outdoors into Mother Earth and harmonizing with the rhythms of Mother Earth. So we love the Empress. The Empress is the queen, and I'm telling you, the girl likes to shop. She lives in abundance. She has a value system that sometimes can be a little superficial. But know that the Empress is a darling. It's So if you have a tarot reading with someone who's doing a spread for you, which I don't do for my clients anymore, I just interpret it numerologically, and the Empress comes up, you just put a little smile on your face. Good stuff. So now we go to numerology. Numerologically, the number 3 is connected to the letter C as in cat, L as in lily, U as in upgrove. It represents self-expression. It's a joy bringer. Very creative, very enthusiastic, tons of imagination, really inspirational. But it is the number of the voice, of the voice. And so it has a gift for words in writing, in singing, in verbalization, in teaching. And so optimistic, wonderfully optimistic. So you can see why I love the number 3. We're going to take a little break now. I do have some callers who are on the line, and hopefully we can get through this week, and we'll see what's going on in their lives. And then when I come back, we'll talk about anyone who has a birthday number of 3 or 12 or 21 or 30, and we'll see what their birthday number, their personality is all about. We'll be back real soon. Well, here we are back on the air. Thank you for holding. And when I bring you on the air, I'm going to identify you by your area code that I have on my screen. You come right on the air and speak up really loud and real quick. For some reason, you know, we're dealing with computers here, folks. I need for you your first and middle name, your month and day of birth, and your age. If you're after 55, I also want the year that you were born. So let's see, and hopefully, keep fingers crossed, everything's going to work here tonight. We are on our first caller, area code 914. You're on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Totally. What's your first and middle name, honey?
Christine Julianne.
Christine Julianne. Oh, you sound like a youngster. How old are you?
I'm 28. I'm going to turn 29 soon.
I know. I just sounded like a youngster. Well, we're going to talk about 28. Month and day of birth?
January 6th.
Okay, so you're Capricorn. Couple things
yes.
I have to say to you. First of all Capricorns, anyone who's Capricorn mid-December to mid-January who's listening, you have been and will continue to be under major reconstruction in your life all the way to 2023. Pluto, planet of death and rebirth, is in the sign of Capricorn, tearing down the old, rebuilding the new. Oh, it's so exciting. What can I say? And then on top of that, for you specifically, Christine, from 28 to 30, and of course this applies to anyone who's 28 to 30, you are in what is called your first Saturn return. And Saturn says, okay, one of two things, Christine. If the previous 28 years, 6 months of your life that you've lived so far, you have kept your nose to the grindstone, you've really worked on your life, which a lot of times Capricorns do, actually, then the rewards are going to come to you during between 28 and 30. If not, if you've screwed around, if you've played, you've not done your work, which is kind of hard to imagine for a Capricorn, then know that you are in a big period of rock and roll. So hopefully you have done a really good job as far as independence, leadership, making something of yourself, the rewards are coming. Now, you're in year five. We go in nine-year cycles of issues. You are currently finishing year five, which is your second chance year. So hopefully you look back over the previous 4 years and said, you know, I got to make a couple changes there. And you're moving into a year that has to do with relationships. And you're moving closer and closer to a relationship time of your life. Are you single right now?
Yes.
Yes. And that is okay. That is on purpose to be single because your soul is saying to you, you know, you're just a little love bucket. Your personality is that of home and family and love and all of that sort of thing. And you've had to make some choices along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to know that you are moving into all of 2015. You are moving into a year that will have to do strictly with relationships, home, family, and anything that's not exactly up to snuff, on par. You're going to have to make some choices here as to what's working, what's not working for you. And I'm saying to you, there may be a relationship that comes into your life in 2015, but I want you to look at it very seriously. Do not jump the gun, so to speak. And I would say that, however, a little bit of optimism here, that clearly in the middle part of your life, which will be from 30 to maybe 55 in there, you have a very lovely opportunity for marriage, for relationships, if you choose it. Just hang on, honey, okay?
Okay. Actually, that was the main reason why I wanted to call, because I have someone specific in mind.
Yes. Well, first of all, I can't speak to him. Did you just meet this person this year?
No.
Yeah. Well, I would say that don't do anything until 2015, and in 2015, you will be absolutely dealing with relationships. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Just awesome. Be sure that the shoe fits your foot.
Mhm.
I'm not going to say no. I'm glad that you didn't do anything serious in your 5 year, because this is a year of, like, magnetism and attraction, and not good. I know people just slow the train down a little bit in your 5 year, but in a 6 year, you will be dealing with marriage, relationship, things along those lines. Yes, you will.
Great.
Okay. All right. Thank
very
you
much.
Christine.
Thank you. God bless. Bye bye.
Okay, now we're going to area code 917. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Taking my call also. My name
yes.
is Anna. My birthday is January 28th.
Aquarius. And Anna, what's your middle name?
I don't have a middle name.
That's okay. And how old are you?
I'm 41.
41. Okay. Anyone who's 41 is going to be going through some endings in their life. So this is a formula. I'm doing formulas, folks, as I'm coming up with these calculations, numerological formulas. And know that you
well,
this is good. You're 41 now. You're 41 now. And know that 2000, I would say the last maybe 9-10 years or so, your total focus has been on your work, your career, things along those lines. Starting in 2015, and it's going to come right in, you are going to be involved in partnerships, both romantic or business partnerships. It looks very nice for you. And for the next couple years, you are starting, and I'm excited for you. And it is an energy in 2015 now, I'm going forward here, that is saying to you, you are dealing with partners that your soul has been in partnership with another lifetime. And the person could be an older person, older than you, but late 40s on up will count here, and very supportive, very nice. You're dealing with, in 2015, tarot card-wise, numerologically, a whole brand new start. Do not judge 2015 by what you went through in 2014, because it doesn't look too terrific.
Well,
okay.
I just wanted to say I had this job that I started. It was going to be a 2-week trial period, and she basically ended it before, like, the first day.
Yeah.
And
you were in a 9-year. No. Don't worry about that, honey. There's better things that are coming here for you. No. Don't have little, like, oh, how could she do that to me? You were in a 9-year, all through 2014, which is an ending year, a finishing year. And anything that starts under a 9 does not last. So you got saved, honey. You got saved. Well, I'm telling you, 2015 is going to be good.
Okay. Good luck, then.
What did you say?
I said I'll keep it up, then.
No, I think you absolutely should just hold on, because you're coming out an ending cycle, and you are rotating into a brand new positive, much more positive theme. Mm-hmm. But there's someone, either it's an older woman or an older man, who's going to be really supportive of you. And just keep going. And you'll feel the energy shift. You've been through a little toughy year. A little toughy, but it's leaving, honey. It's leaving.
Oh,
it's ending.
Thank God. It was a bad year.
It was a bad year. I know. I see that for you. And the work that I do, I'm able to, like, call it for people. So I'm able to say, I see that it was a bad year. But keep your eyes straight ahead, forward, because you're moving into, I assure you, a brand new direction in your life that is very positive and very supportive of you. And there are people that are involved. So, and they're older people, like 40s on up. So keep on going, honey. When you get into 2015, I'm telling you, and I want an email from you that says, Elizabeth, you were right.
I will. I think you're
okay.
Right anyway. Thank
all
you.
Right,
I appreciate this so much. Thank you.
Totally. Keep your chins up, honey. It's only going to keep getting better now. The worst is behind
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
Yes.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Bye.
Okay, now we're going to go to area code 780. You're on the air.
Hey there. How's it going, Elizabeth?
Good. Who's this?
It's Jay calling from Canada.
From Canada. Okay. So, have I read for you before?
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
Long
yes.
time ago.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
Okay, Jay. So tell me your first and middle name.
J-A-Y.
Yes. And middle name?
I'll spell it out for you. Y-U-K-I-M-I.
And your month and day of birth?
March 24th.
And how old are you, Jay?
I'm 50.
Well, Jay is entering into a brand new decade, and anyone who is on the verge of 50 and is moving into a whole brand new decade of change, you get your dancing shoes on. Anyone from 49 to 54 years of age, their lives go in bumper cars. And I'm sure, because I know I've read for you before on the air, actually. And
yes.
No. I know. I remember. And so you are currently in a 7-year and a 34-7 year, which says choices. The buzzword for you this year in 2014 has been activity. Even though, and it's almost a contradiction, it's a slow down, introspective, let me do technical work, let me analyze, let me do this, mm-hmm. let me do spiritual work, but lots of activity, lots of, okay, fine, but I'm into this and into that, into something else, and I have a lot of energy. You're moving into your 8-year now, which is going to be a totally different ballgame. As you enter, it's going to come right out of the box in January. And it's an energy that is saying to you, get your act together. Be very practical. Be very pragmatic. And you will physically feel it. You won't feel so introspective and so emotional. And so there's a whole new lease on life that's coming for you. Looks very, very nice. And it's going to come, and I think when you get to March and April, onward for the rest of the year, you're going to find a very positive management, organization, practical, pragmatic energy that is connected to you, for sure. Looks good. Totally different than 2014. Okay? Do you have any
Alrighty.
Questions?
No, I just know that that's going along. I just wondered. I haven't a romantic thing.
No, you
want
to get the confirmation. Yeah, I know you've been doing a lot of technical work. You've had a lot of activity going on, and a lot of research and a lot of head stuff. Now it's going to come outward, and you're under the beautiful star card in tarot that says new direction, new lease on life for you, and take your power. It's a power issue that's going to be on the table. Don't allow yourself to be bopped around. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And thanks for listening. I know we've met on other channels. So thanks for listening here, honey. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you.
Now we're going to go to area code 956. 956, didn't want to hold on anymore, bless her. Well, now maybe they did. Let's see here. Hold on just a minute. 956, are you there? Area code 956. How about we go to 773 area code. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good. What's your first and middle name?
I don't have a middle name. My first name is Susan.
Your first name is what?
Susan. S-U-S-A-N.
Okay, Susan. And then what?
Then my last name is Montes, M-O-N-T-E-S.
Yes. Oh, I think I know you, don't I? Uh-huh.
Yes.
And what's your middle name?
Before.
Yeah, we have spoken before. What's your middle name, Susan?
No middle name.
Okay, that's fine. Month and day of birth?
1/19/1963.
Okay, well, 1963, and how old are you?
I am 51 years old.
51. Oh. Well, now you know, Susan, that's a little important to know how, but it's amazing how many people do not know how old they are. Okay, you are 51. Well,
yeah.
Susan has been kind enough to be a client of mine in the past, bless her heart, and she's a very powerful old soul. I'll be talking a lot about the ones in January. And so we're going to see here where you are going right out of the box in January. You're going to be, in your 1 year, which is all about career. And right out of the box, there's going to be unexpected happenings that have to do with partnerships, both business and personal partnerships. I think March is going to be an excellent month for you. April is going to be an excellent month for you. What you're finishing has been a 9 year, but you were kind of in a good 9 year. It's the 27-9. It's an ace of wands, and that's kind of a nice year. So therefore, I see good things for you, honey. I honestly do. Connected to your work and your career. Maybe a little romance or a little partnership as you move deeper into the middle part of the 2015, should you choose it. But generally speaking, the whole focus of this 2015 will be on your work and your career. Okay.
Very nice. You got me getting me a job, are you? Okay. That sounds good to me. You're getting me a job, are you?
Oh, I'm not going to say no. You're in a time of new beginnings. Yeah, I think so. It's going to come. So you're in a whole brand new 9 year cycle starting in 2015.
I have a number three life path.
Oh well, you have to stay tuned all through December because I'm going to talk about it every which way but loose. Yeah,
I know you got me so excited.
I know, I love the number three. It's happy, happy, happy. All right,
yes,
but number three
you.
Is good. I'll be talking
God
about
bless.
It as a life path. What?
God bless.
God bless, Susan. Hey, thanks for calling in, honey. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And finally, we're going to area code 780. You're on the air. What is your first and middle name?
Wait, Elizabeth, you took my call already, so I decided to go off, so thanks.
Oh, okay. Thank you, dear. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, isn't that exciting? I love telling people what's ahead of them. I find it all so exciting. And so, know that we only have a few minutes left, but I do want to talk to you about a person's birthday number. The birthday number, which is the day that every soul chooses, free will chooses, prior to birth, to be born on. There's no coincidences. Every soul chooses the day that it wants to be born because energetically it represents their personality, their temperament, which is a support system for them in this particular incarnation, so that a person's birthday number, the actual day that they were born? Is their temperament? Is their personality? And it's so important and so insightful that I created 31 birthday cards that can be found on my website in the store. You can order them. That it's particular, gives the energy, gives the color, and inside gives the temperament of the person who's born on that day. What a great birthday card to send to someone. I'm very much not into e-cards and emails and all of that. I'm interested in taking the time, you're taking the time, me taking the time, putting effort into a friendship of getting a card, signing interesting, personal, something inside of that card, putting a stamp on it, going and putting it in the mailbox. That is effort that says, I value you. It ain't about nothing sending an email. Ain't about nothing sending an e-card. Yeah, I'm thinking about you. Okay, fine. What kind of effort is that? That's my personal opinion. It's one of my pet peeves. Case closed. Birthday numbers. So someone who's born on the 3rd, and all through December, my son was born on the 3rd. I have several friends who are born on the 3rd of any month. Makes no difference what month. If you're born on the 3rd of June, 3rd of September, 3rd of January, 3rd of whatever, you're very intuitive. And you have very sensitive abilities to psychic impulses. Very expressive. Talk, 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 talk. The number 3 are the Chatty Cathys. I also call them the hummingbirds. Never shut up. Will wear you down with their verbalization. Very expressive. Very mental. The number 3 is a mental number. Intellectual number. Anyone who's born on the 3rd, and this would apply to the 12, the 21, the 30, birthday numbers too. I mean, a 3 is a 3 is a 3. And anyone who's born in a combination of 3 can succeed in any forms of creative ventures, writing, entertaining, but they have to avoid restlessness and impatience and intolerance. Very sticky wicket. Critical. Well, who are they? Who are they to criticize other people? If you're born on the 12th, that 1 and then that 2 adds to the number 3. But it flavors the number 3, like jewelry on a basic black dress, as we amp up the number combinations that reduce to the basic black dress of a 3. The number 12 is brilliant, very imaginative, intelligent, and kind of has a magnetic flair to it in design and color and speaking. And I wrote my column that's on my website, Numerology News, which will go up tomorrow or the next day. I'm writing about the number 12. And the various, in detail, the characteristics of the number 12. But they can be really moody. That's the number 2 in there. They can be very moody, and they have mood swings. And they leave too many projects incomplete. Great startup, no completion. They lack the number 4 of focus, discipline, and completion. Now that's a 1-2, which adds to a 3. Now we go to the number 2-1, and you say, well, it's the same numbers. But the first number always leads the way. The first number is the most predominant influence in a birthday number or in any compound number. So now we're talking about those that are born on 2-1. And they can work in any art form. And any art form can bring success and recognition. You know, especially when it comes to singing or publishing or advertising or music. Very good writers. And that 2 in there loves partnership. So it makes them affectionate and friendly. But they kind of have to guard against seesaw emotions, up and down, and can brood. And sometimes have a little bit of suspicious tendencies. And finally, the number 30, if one is born on the 30s. Here we have the highest vibration of the number 3, and the 0 supercharges it. And these people are inspired and sociable and restless and full of vitality. And they have a knack for management, actually. But they can be also very obsessive and excessive and always want what they think is the right thing. It's their way or the highway. So this vibration requires really a good education to keep them focused, focused, focused. Your birthday number is major. It rules as a major influence in your life between the ages of 30 and 55. It rules the center lane of your life. It rules your power years of emotional empowerment. So all through December, I'm going to give you a lot of insight as to the number 3. I would love for you to go to my website. I have 2. Some people have 1. I have 2. One is The Magical World of Numbers. The other one is ElizabethSummers.com. Sign up on that homepage for my newsletter. I will constantly be sending out every day my number wisdom that will give you insight as to the universal energy, the environmental energy that is coming at you on every particular day of the month, no matter what month it is. A 5-day is a day of change. And I give you all that insight about it. On the black bar on those websites, click on numerology reading. There's a drop-down. Read over the readings that I can do for you to make your life easier. Knowledge is power. I'm here using all these ancient tools to help you understand your life more. Know that I'm also a medium. I love to chat with those in the spirit world. I am the middle person between those in spirit, loved ones who've crossed over, and the human that I am communicating with. I am here to help you. I love chatting with you. I love talking with you. Send me emails, check out my blog on my website, go to my Facebook. And so next week, we're going to continue talking about the happy number 3. And until that time, know that I send you God's white light and his peace and his harmony. And know that I wish you all good things. And thank you so much for visiting with me one more time in the magical world of numbers.